The prefrontal cortex, PFC, is the brain's command center for decision-making, planning, impulse control, and emotional regulation. It is a highly complex brain region in the frontal lobe, responsible for integrating information from various neural circuits to guide behavior and thought processes. The prefrontal cortex is subdivided into regions with specialized roles. The dorsolateral prefrontal cortex, DLPFC, is crucial for working memory, complex problem solving, and sustained attention. The ventromedial prefrontal cortex, VMPFC, integrates emotional and social information to guide decision-making, while the anterior cingulate cortex, ACC, monitors conflicts between competing responses and errors, maintaining focus on goals. Together, these structures enable us to navigate complex environments, prioritize long-term goals over immediate rewards, and regulate our behaviors in socially adaptive ways. These executive functions, while vital, are energy-intensive and finite. Cognitive fatigue, a byproduct of prolonged exertion of these capacities, results when the PFC's resources become depleted. This phenomenon refers to the reduced capacity for decision-making, self-control, and focus that occurs as the brain's energy-intensive processes become overworked and temporarily less effective. Depletion manifests in compromised decision-making, defined as the process of selecting the best course of action among several alternatives, increased impulsivity, which refers to the tendency to act on immediate urges or without foresight, and diminished ability to focus. Cognitive fatigue is closely tied to a phenomenon called local sleep, where specific regions of the brain such as those in the PFC exhibit slow-wave activity characteristic of deep sleep. Even though the individual remains awake, the affected brain regions temporarily disengage, impairing their functionality. This local sleep phenomenon reflects the brain's effort to restore homeostasis, akin to a muscle needing rest after overexertion. The neural cost of self-control. Blaine and colleagues, 2016, examined the effects of sustained cognitive exertion over an entire workday. Participants performed executive tasks like working memory and task switching over 6 hours, interspersed with tests of intertemporal decision-making. Functional MRI scans revealed a progressive decline in activity within the lateral prefrontal cortex, particularly in the left middle frontal gyrus, a region integral to impulse control and future-oriented decision-making. This neural fatigue was mirrored in participants' behavior, with those engaged in high-demand tasks showing a significant preference for immediate over delayed rewards by the end of the day. Interestingly, these shifts were not observed in control groups who performed easier tasks or leisure activities, underscoring the direct impact of cognitive workload on prefrontal functionality. Ordali and colleagues, 2024, study provides compelling evidence of how localized fatigue in the PFC impacts behavior. Participants completed 45 minutes of cognitively demanding exercises requiring sustained self-control and decision-making. Using high-density EEG, the researchers detected a significant increase in delta wave activity, defined as slow brain waves typically associated with deep sleep within the prefrontal regions, indicating the onset of local sleep. In this state, specific brain areas exhibit sleep-like patterns while the individual remains awake. Behaviorally, this state correlated with a stark rise in impulsive and aggressive choices during social decision-making games, such as the hawk-dove and public goods games. For example, participants in a fatigued state were more likely to engage in spiteful punishments or aggressive strategies, highlighting a diminished capacity for cooperative and prosocial behavior. The findings demonstrate that even relatively short periods of intense cognitive activity can trigger local sleep in key brain regions, leading to marked shifts in behavior. Practical implications for daily life. These findings highlight the vulnerability of the PFC to sustained use and the profound consequences of cognitive fatigue in daily life. Imagine a corporate executive facing a series of back-to-back meetings requiring high-level decision-making. By the late afternoon, their ability to weigh long-term strategies against immediate benefits may falter, leading to impulsive decisions, such as hastily approving a suboptimal proposal. Similarly, a parent managing the demands of work and childcare might find themselves snapping at their child over a minor issue as cognitive fatigue sets in, reflecting a reduced capacity for emotional regulation. To mitigate these effects, incorporating intentional breaks throughout the day is crucial. Short rest periods, such as a 10-minute walk or mindfulness practice, can help rejuvenate the brain's resources. Structured environments that alternate between high and low cognitive demands are also beneficial. For instance, scheduling creative, non-demanding tasks after intensive problem-solving sessions can prevent prolonged overexertion of the PFC. Additionally, strategies like batching similar tasks together to minimize switching costs can reduce the overall cognitive load. Sleep hygiene plays a pivotal role in maintaining prefrontal health. Chronic sleep deprivation amplifies the effects of cognitive fatigue as the brain's recovery processes remain incomplete. Prioritizing consistent sleep schedules, limiting exposure to screens before bedtime, and creating a calming pre-sleep routine can optimize the brain's capacity for self-control. Dr. Ina Kazan's perspective. Dr. Ina Kazan's work emphasizes the importance of shifting focus from attempting to control emotions to controlling our responses to them. Central to this perspective, mindfulness involves cultivating a non-judgmental awareness of the present moment. This practice fosters emotional regulation and cognitive clarity by encouraging individuals to accept their thoughts and emotions as they arise without trying to suppress or alter them. Rather than suppressing emotions or labeling them as good or bad, mindfulness encourages individuals to observe their emotional states with curiosity and acceptance. This approach is deeply aligned with the understanding of cognitive fatigue. Suppressing emotions, a task that heavily engages the PFC, can accelerate neural exhaustion, leaving less capacity for other executive functions. In contrast, acknowledging emotions without judgment allows the brain to conserve resources and maintain its regulatory capacities for action. For example, a person feeling anxious before a presentation might focus on the physical sensations of the emotion instead of trying to force away their anxiety, e.g., increased heart rate, tense muscles. By observing these sensations without resistance, they can redirect their energy toward preparing for the task at hand. Dr. Kazan's approach also emphasizes the importance of self-compassion in moments of cognitive fatigue. Acknowledging limitations and allowing oneself to rest aligns with the brain's natural need for recovery. Mindfulness practices such as body scans, deep breathing, or guided meditations can be powerful tools to restore prefrontal functionality, reducing the risk of poor decision-making. Conclusion. The science of cognitive fatigue and its impact on the prefrontal cortex underscores the importance of balancing mental exertion with recovery. Through studies by Blaine and Ordali, we see how the brain's finite resources shape our decisions, behaviors, and social interactions. Practical strategies, such as structured rest, mindfulness, and prioritizing sleep, can mitigate these effects, allowing us to navigate challenges with greater resilience. By embracing the principles of mindfulness and focusing on actionable control rather than emotional suppression, we can conserve cognitive resources and sustain the prefrontal cortex's critical functions, enabling us to make thoughtful, deliberate choices in a demanding world.